Halachas in general, all things being equal, so the mitzvah of Shalosh Shudis, you shall begin before sunset. Why would that even be true at all? Because the Shalosh is, because once it's become sunset, so it's Safek Yom, Safek Laila, maybe you chayiv in Havdalah now, and then the halacha is you can't eat. Before, well, you can't eat before you have a mitzvah to do, maybe you miss Shalosh Shudis, maybe Shabbos is over, whatever the reason is, that's the halacha, is that most people don't finish it, but if you should start Shalosh Shudis before Shkia, because you have a heter achila before. So that's the idea, all things being equal. One should have Lecha Mishnah as well for Shalosh Shudis, because we learn out from the Shalosh Sudas. We learn Hayom three times. So we learn the Shalosh Shudis. You have the Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos, all three meals. On Yontif, you only needed the first two meals, but there is a lach of Shalosh Shudis, no Kiddush at Shalosh Shudis, but we have the lach of Lecha Mishnah. Of course, if you don't have Lecha Mishnah, so you'll do it without Lecha Mishnah, but there is a lach of Lecha Mishnah as well on all three meals, and you should begin Shalosh Shudis before. Maybe in a case where Rosh Chodesh follows Shabbos, some might say it's best to finish Shalosh Shudis before sunset. So you avoid the issue of Ritzei and Yalav and Yavo and that. But that's a separate discussion. But all things being equal, one should begin Shalosh Shudis before Shkia. What happens if one did not? So perhaps some might say it's too late to eat. Others say, have a Kabbalah from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. He says you have 18 minutes. He gives 18 minutes after Shkia to still eat. So he would say if it's within 18 minutes after sunset, he'd still eat Shalosh Shudis. After 18 minutes, apparently he wouldn't. He'd say it's too late for Shalosh Shudis, too late to start Shalosh Shudis. Others might have different times. He's picking 18. Some might have a different amount that you can't eat once. So again, so you have different shita. So once Shkia passes, so some will say the only heter to eat is if you're eating bread. Other poskim on Mako and say even after Shalosh Shudis, if we paskin like the shitas, let me just go back a step. Since my Ikar Adin, we paskin that you could be Yotzei Shalosh Shudis even without bread. How do I know that? Because the halacha is that if you forget Ritzei on the first or second meal, you have to go back and repeat benching. But if you forget Ritzei at Shalosh Shudis, you don't go back. What's the difference? I thought I have a chiyuv to have bread all three meals. So the first two meals, so the rule is if you chiyuv to have bread, you chiyuv to go back. So we see by Shalosh Shudis, since there are shitas in the Rishonim that hold, you're not chiyuv to have bread at Shalosh Shudis, so therefore, with Machmir or Meiko, however you want to look at it, we do not repeat Shmona Esrei benching. So that's the raya. Ikar Adin, the fact that you don't go back for Ritzei shows there are shitas that hold that you don't have to eat bread for Shalosh Shudis. So some want to say, but you know, if you want to eat past Shkia, you have to have bread. Others say no. If you Yotzei Shalosh Shudis with cake or other things, so whatever heter applies to eating bread, why can't you eat cake or something else? And others point out as well, if you're not going to have bread, some want to say it's better to have cake or the Shiva Minim, so at least you still mention Shabbos in your, as opposed to a Borei Nefeshos. So again, so I'd say there are those who say, but if I had to pick one, the standard probably, according to everyone, it's best to start Shalosh Shudis before Shkia. If you eat after Shkia, according to many, you can only eat after Shkia if you're having bread. But according to some poskim, even non-bread, that's a debate. And then even according to those you can, where do you draw the line? So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik drew it at 18 minutes. There reads a certain point, you know, where it's a certain, not all of Ben HaShemashas is equal, obviously. It's a difference between the first 3 minutes after sunset and the last 3 minutes before nightfall. Again, what we call nightfall, because according to many opinions, it is nightfall a lot earlier. That's why I'm assuming he gets 18, because maybe he feels the Grush Shita, that 18 minutes after Shkia already could be Seitz, even though we're not going to end Shabbos on him, it's enough not to get involved with the Shalosh Shittas issue. So, you know, that depends on what the post can hold on when may Ikar Adin Shabbos ends and what's our minute to keep a waiter, etc. So then, yes, you need Lecha Mishnah. It's preferable to start Shalosh Shittas before Shkia, but according to some, maybe if you missed it, then you can't have it anymore. But many say you still could have Shalosh Shittas after Shkia, especially if you're washing. And let's say there are a minority of you that says, even if you're not washing, if you want to be Yotzei Shalosh Shittas with Minei Targima, you could do that after Shkia as well. But according to Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, that's only up until about 18 minutes. After that, if you haven't started yet, then it seems to be best not to have Shalosh Shittas already, because, you know, it could be Lila. I guess Wachoshes for the Shittas, and it's Lila, and then maybe it's too late to have Shalosh Shittas, etc., or the Isser of eating before Havdalah kicks in, whatever the reason is, one already cannot have Shalosh Shittas any longer.
No, it would seem to me that if you